Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Ukraine says a deal has been agreed that will give the United States access to revenue from its mineral resources. Details remain unclear, including what exactly Kyiv is getting in return. Reports say some of Washington's most drastic demands have been dropped. James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
We are told by sources here that the terms of this deal are much more favourable. So you'll remember that Donald Trump said he wants access to $500 billion worth of Ukrainian minerals, a figure that's been disputed in these parts. That has now been dropped. And the hope here is this. If America has agreed to this deal, then it gives it a stake. And if it has interests to defend, then that might equate to military support to enable Ukraine to exist after a ceasefire is signed.
Israeli warplanes have struck a number of targets in Syria, including military positions south of the capital Damascus. Israel's defence minister confirmed the aerial bombardment, saying it was acting to defend its regional border. Will Leonardo reports.
Local media said Israeli planes targeted a military site around 20 kilometres south of Damascus and a town in the southern Daraa province. Israel said it attacked weapons as part of its aim to, in its words, pacify southern Syria so it didn't become like southern Lebanon. A war monitor has reported at least 2 people killed. Israel's attacks came on the same day Syria's new Islamist rulers held a landmark conference on the future direction of the country as they try to rebuild after years of civil war and the ousting of Bashar al-Assad in December. That featured a demand for Israel to withdraw its forces currently occupying parts of southern Syria.
A state of emergency has been declared in Chile after large parts of the country were hit by an electricity outage. An overnight curfew is due to come into place in the next few hours. The near nationwide outage is impacting the country's mining industry and transport and has left millions without power. Here's Ione Wells.
This power outage is causing widespread disruption. Airlines have said some flights may be disrupted. The Santiago Metro said its service had been temporarily suspended and some stations are closed. And major businesses and mines have been left without power. Chile's grid operator said a disruption had occurred in a transmission line that carries power from the Atacama Desert of northern Chile to the capital Santiago, but it's not clear what caused the disruption. Some key public buildings like hospitals and prisons have switched on generators to keep essential equipment operating, while many businesses and commuters have been brought to a standstill.
The Sudanese army says several officers were killed when a military plane crashed during takeoff from an airbase near the capital Khartoum. A number of civilians were also killed when the Antonov plane came down at the Wadi Saidna base, one of the Sudanese army's largest military hubs. Military sources say a technical malfunction was behind the crash. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Britain is to fast-track planned increases in defence spending. The announcement comes 2 days before Prime Minister Keir Starmer meets President Trump, who had been demanding Europe contribute more towards its security. Spending will rise to 2.5% of GDP by 2027. Sir Keir said the extra money would come at the cost of international development aid.
In the short term, this investment can only be funded through hard choices. And so today I've decided that we will fund the initial increase in defence spending by cutting our spending on overseas development. I want to be clear, that is not an announcement that I'm happy to make.
The British Prime Minister also said he would host fellow leaders for talks about Ukraine on his return from Washington this weekend. 8 people have been sentenced to death in Tunisia for the assassination of a left-wing opposition politician in 2013, which sparked large protests. They were convicted on charges including insurrection, supporting a terrorist organisation and illegally procuring weapons. 3 others received life sentences. Mohamed Brahmi was shot dead in front of his house. Over the coming week, it will be possible to see all 7 planets in the night sky at the same time. The rare phenomenon, known as a planetary parade, will be visible across the world for a few minutes after sunset on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. 4 of the planets, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter and Mars, will be visible to the naked eye. It's the last time all the planets will align this way until 2040. The US Space Agency says an asteroid believed to have had a small chance of colliding with the Earth in 7 years' time now poses no significant threat. Earlier this month, a football pitch-sized object was given a 3.1% chance of striking the planet in December 2032, potentially causing severe damage. There remains a slight chance it could impact the moon. BBC News.